Welcome to the NewsHour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest today is Marjorie Cohn. Marjorie is a distinguished law professor at Thomas Jefferson Law School in San Diego. She's also president of the National Lawyers Guild. She's been a criminal defense attorney at the trial and appellate levels. She's an noted author. She writes articles very, very often for professional journals and popular websites. She's an author. Her newest book is titled Rules of Disengagement, The Politics and Honor of Military Dissent. And if you go to her website, easy to find, just Google her name, Marjorie Cohn, C-O-H-N. You can get information about the book, how to get it, her other books. It's a very timely topic. Given the fact that we're in global wars, I don't see any loosening up. I see them picking up very, very sadly. And if there ever was a time to dissent, it certainly is now, not only by civilians, but by these young folks in the military being conned to go fight imperial wars, get their, my goodness, their limbs, their head blown off, and heaven knows what faces them when they come back. There's a lot to talk about in the time we have with Marjorie, targeting lawyers, Obama's surge in Afghanistan, opening Guantanamo North in my own state of Illinois. Marjorie, I welcome you to the program.
Wanted to make a tiny correction. As of 2 months ago, I'm no longer president of the National Lawyers Guild.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm immediate past president.
I would love
my
to
term,
the next
my three-year term was up.
Who's the president now?
The president now is David Guestpass. He's from Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I stand corrected, and I'm now current. We'll miss you in that position, that is for sure. In any
well,
event, why don't
I'm
we jump
still
into
very
the
active
topics?
In the organization, of course.
Oh, of course. Let's begin with targeting lawyers. That's a very serious situation. Lynn Stewart, I wrote about a man, Paul Bergram. I talked about him on another program yesterday. It sends a very chilling message to lawyers. Don't you dare defend state targets. If we want to put them away and you try to prevent us from doing it, then we will go after you, and they certainly went after these two people. Let me let you address that.
Well, Lynn Stewart was, she represented the Sheikh Omar Ahmad Ali Abdel Rahman, who is serving a life sentence for terrorism-related crimes. And he had special administrative measures placed on him that restricted his ability to communicate with people outside the prison. And she violated those measures by communicating outside the prison about his views. But in the past, when a lawyer had violated these special administrative measures, or SAMs, they would have their privileges restricted, their visiting privileges restricted. But what the government decided to do was to make an example of her, in my opinion, and charged her with felonies, conspiracy to provide and conceal material support, to conspiracy to murder persons in a foreign country. It sounds ominous, but it's basically a conspiracy to commit a conspiracy, which are both what are called inchoate or incomplete offenses. They never did occur. No one ever got hurt as a result of any statements that she communicated. Plus the fact that this Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman's two other lawyers also violated these SAMs, and they were not prosecuted. So she was clearly singled out. There was a 9-month trial. She was precluded from arguing that there were any due process problems with this conspiracy to commit a conspiracy.
Marjorie, let me interrupt. That music means a break. Let's take that break. If you hold that thought,
okay.
We'll come right back and you can pick it up.
Okay, great.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
One point, I wrote several times about Lynn, you did as well, and way back an article I wrote, well, I guess a couple of years ago, she was, the prosecution, what she was doing was defending her client, technicalities aside. She certainly planned no conspiracy against the country, and yet the prosecution wanted a 30-year sentence. They charged her on 5 counts, and I've got them in front of me. Conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to provide and conceal material support to terrorist activity, providing and concealing material support to terrorist activity, and 2 counts of making false statements to this woman who did what she did for 30 years, defending clients heroically, and now she's sitting in a New York jail, sentenced at this point to 28 months. And in April, she'll get the final hearing and final determination on whether it'll be raised, lowered, or stay the same.
Right. And I interviewed her lawyer, Michael Tiger, her trial lawyer, who told me, quote, Lynn's representation of the sheikh was in the best traditions of advocacy. And he was right in the middle of this 9-month trial. Now, what has happened recently, actually in November, is that the government appealed Lynn Stewart's 28-month sentence because the government wanted 30 years. The guidelines call for 30 years as a maximum, but the Supreme Court held in 2005 that the guidelines are advisory, they're not mandatory, and the judge, in sentencing her to 28 months, took into account all her lack of any criminal history. He said her personal characteristics were extraordinary. He described her as a dedicated public servant who had, throughout her career, represented the poor, the disadvantaged, and the unpopular, often as a court-appointed attorney, thereby providing service not only to her clients but to the nation. He said there was no evidence any victim was harmed, and that this terrorism enhancement that the government charged her with overstated the seriousness of her conduct. But the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, it was a three-judge panel, reversed. They didn't reverse, but what they did was to order the trial judge to resentence her, basically second-guessing the judge who was on the front lines. And they said, well, we don't want to second-guess her, the judge, but we're going to anyway. And they said that he needs to reconsider the sentence and decide whether she committed perjury. Well, he actually did consider whether she committed perjury and decided that that was not a factor in his sentence. And so at any rate, the sentencing is, and one of the judges thought that the sentence should be set aside. The other two judges just recommended that the judge reconsider the sentence. So the way it stands now is that on December 2nd, a status conference was held in the trial judge's courtroom to decide how she was going to be resentenced. And the question that the judge posed was whether he should sentence her anew, throwing out all the reasoning that went into his prior sentence and start from scratch, or simply clarify and update the sentence he already gave her of 28 months. And he set up a schedule for the different parties to file briefs, and the formal sentencing is now set for April 22nd at 4:30 p.m. in New York.
What do you think? Maybe the outcome, that may be a very unfair question, but I quoted some of the harsh comments by the appeals court justices. They were mean and nasty. Lynn expected something different. She thought she might get a very favorable ruling. And instead, they came down very hard on her for the most part. The stuff that I quoted, I was shocked by it. They basically said, this woman has not been sentenced to enough time. They can't order.
Well, that's true, but let me just say, Stephen, that Judge Calabresi, who did join the three-judge panel decision in saying the judge should reconsider, bent over backwards to say that the trial judge, Judge Kotel, was a judge of extraordinary ability, a well-earned reputation for exceptional judgment. We shouldn't second-guess his sentence. And also, I think this is really significant, both Calabresi and the majority of this three-judge panel thought that it was significant that all of the acts for which Lynn Stewart was convicted occurred before the 9/11 attacks. And Calabresi would take judicial notice. That means the judge formally takes note of the fact of their timing and, quote, recognize that our attitudes about her conduct have inevitably been influenced by the tragedy of that day. So basically, I think reading between the lines what Judge Calabresi was saying is that if the 9/11 attacks had not happened, then Lynn Stewart would not be sitting in prison right now.
Well, we can only hold our breath, Marjorie, and hope that she gets a second favorable decision from Judge Kotel. He seemed very supportive. I remember when I wrote my first article, he seemed very supportive in his first sentence and very upset at the whole trial process. It was outrageous with bad stuff, bad displays, prosecution act, antics inside the court and outside, just terrible things going on. And he was upset enough just to deny the longer sentence prosecutors wanted and gave Lynn 28 months. I don't know if you noticed the article that I wrote about Paul Burgum. He's another lawyer.
Well, before we move on, I just want to say one other thing, Stephen, and that is that it's important also to note that this three-judge panel ordered that the judge remand Lynn Stewart to custody immediately. So now this 70-year-old woman is in prison.
Oh, yeah.
She's recovering from recent cancer. She also needs surgery, and she has real problems with high blood pressure and prison. I mean, 28 months is a long sentence for a woman like this with
a
prior record who has essentially.
I had a letter that she wrote to supporters. I don't know who it went to, but it was sent to me. I don't know whether you saw it, and it said in it that she said that Of course, it's no fun being in prison under the best of conditions, but she said she's being treated very well. Well, she'd only been in a few days, so it's early in the game to know what's going to be happening, and she's in a New York jail, not transferred to, a federal prison, whatever that might be. I think her lawyers also think she'll be there for some time. Maybe they'll just leave her there. Who knows? But so far, she's been treated well. Just a quick word about Burgum, I'll mention, then we can move on to other topics. He has been treated extremely harshly. This is a man who defended soldiers who were framed because of killing Iraqis in a particular incident in Iraq. He defended them heroically. He wanted to call witnesses that potentially would incriminate high government officials. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, high Pentagon officials, possibly. He wanted the colonel to testify, who would not testify. His testimony could have implicated higher-ups, unless he committed perjury. He never got that. They went after him. And it's a very, very tragic story that I talked about yesterday on another program. But he's sitting in a New York jail also in Brooklyn. And for months, they had him in solitary confinement. They treated him extremely harshly. I heard just recently he was taken out of solitary. But he's charged with murder and complicity with murder, and he could get a death sentence at worst. So it's still up for grabs on him. But let's move to another topic. Which one should we take, Marjorie, Guantanamo North or the show trials in New York? You choose.
Well, let's try Guantanamo North because that's very hot right now. Of course, they all are. A year ago, well, when 2 days after Obama was inaugurated, he pledged to close Guantanamo, and of course, Guantanamo has been the symbol of American hypocrisy and cruelty. And a former Navy General Counsel Alberto Mora told Congress, quote, "There are serving U.S. flag rank officers who maintain that the first and second identifiable causes of U.S. combat deaths in Iraq, as judged by their effectiveness in recruiting insurgent fighters into combat, are respectively the symbols of Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo," unquote. So clearly Guantanamo is a real thorn in their side, and I think it's admirable that Obama wants to close Guantanamo. But what is happening is that he is, and several of, many of these men, and there have been almost 800 men and boys in Guantanamo at one time or another since January of 2002, the overwhelming majority of them, 99.9% of them, have never been charged with any crime. And and so the problem here is, how is Obama going to close Guantanamo? Where is he going to send them? And some of them can be repatriated or sent to other countries. Some of them have been released. A couple have been sent to trial under these military commissions. One actually went through the military commission. The other was a guilty plea, David Hicks from Australia, who got a misdemeanor sentence. He was such a vicious terrorist. I'm being facetious. But what has happened is that the Obama administration has evidently made the decision to send about 100 detainees from Guantanamo to a prison about 150 miles from Chicago, a top security prison, which is practically empty. And the senators, the two Democratic senators from Illinois and the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois, are very much in favor of this, because they think that this is, you know, that this has plenty of security to hold these people who are supposedly vicious terrorists, and we'll get to that in a minute. And it will bring jobs to this depressed area. Now, it's questionable whether it really will bring all that many jobs, because a lot of them don't go to local people oftentimes. But so now there is opposition from people on the right, saying, oh, how are you going to bring these vicious terrorists into the United States? And, of course, nobody's ever escaped from a U.S. supermax prison. So it's being used as a political football. But there are also some other real due process problems that we can talk
another
about.
Another break,
Marjorie.
Ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
On with Marjorie Cohn. Marjorie, I know you've got to leave bottom of the hour. Can I preempt what I know you'd say and then get some quick comments from you on the New York show trials?
Sure.
These vicious terrorists, of course, committed no crime. They're not charged with anything. You're familiar with Mark Denbo's work at Seton Hall. I've written about it twice. 95% of the original Guantanamo detainees were picked up at random, sold for bounties. As you say, nearly all of them have never been charged with anything. So these vicious people, my God, they never should have been picked up in the first place, never should have been put in any prison. But there they've been for all these years, viciously tortured, and now they're going to move them to Guantanamo North to continue the horrors in a new location. My goodness, in my own state, even though it's 150 miles from where I am. Anything more you want to add to that, Marjorie? Because I would like to get your comments on the trials coming up in New York.
Yes. Evidently, the Obama administration plans to hold these men under the laws of war. And the laws of war say that if you're captured on the battlefield, then you can be held without charges. But these people weren't captured on any battlefield, most of them. Most of them, as you said, are innocent. And so this preventive detention, keeping people indefinitely, actually violates a treaty we ratified, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which makes it part of U.S. law under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. Treaty shall be the supreme law of the land. So this is very, very alarming, and, you know, the right wing is upset. because he's moving people onto U.S. soil who are supposedly vicious terrorists. But again, they've been charged with no crime. And if there is evidence to believe they've committed a crime, then charge them with a crime and try them. But don't just lock them up like animals for years and years at a time.
And Obama decided that he will govern under the principle of preventive detention. And I've got a big article coming out shortly, Marjorie, year one review of Obama. I've got a section in it on preventive detention. Pretty awful. My goodness, what about these trials? I think they're going to be horrible as well. They'll get lots of publicity, these terrible bad guys. And again, I'm not up to date. Have any of them actually been charged with something aside from what they have admitted under torture, which in any credible court should be thrown out?
You know, I don't know whether they've been charged with anything, but the administration in November has announced that five Guantanamo detainees would be tried in federal courts, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. And federal courts have all the due process rights that are required by our Constitution. But then Eric Holder, the Attorney General, said five other Guantanamo detainees would be tried by military tribunals or these military commissions, and that includes Al-Nashiri, who's accused of masterminding the 2000 attack on the USS Cole in Yemen, and Canadian Omar Khadr, who was a child accused of killing a U.S. soldier when the U.S. Invaded his home and all of his family members were killed. He was blinded. Al-Nashiri was tortured, and the only I think what's most disturbing here is these two different levels of due process that the government is picking and choosing. They're going to try some people in what you call show trials. They're open public trials in New York near 9/11, where there'll be a lot of emotional sympathy, and they evidently think they have lots of evidence on them, or they wouldn't be taking them to these public trials. Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of course, was tortured relentlessly. He was waterboarded over 100 times. And the reason we find out now from the Senate Armed Services Committee report that he was waterboarded so many times, and waterboarding certainly does constitute torture, and every reasonable mind agrees with that except for John Yoo and Dick Cheney, who I do not consider reasonable minds. But they wanted to try to get colleague Sheikh Mohammed to say there was a link between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, and we know now that, of course, there was never any link between them. So there are these two different levels of due process, and the military commissions, the ones that Bush set up were ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. So the Congress passed a new Military Commissions Act. Basically, Bush rammed it through Congress before he left office. They're still flawed in a number of very significant ways, and they still lack due process. So by sending anybody to these military commissions, it's very, very disturbing because they really don't have due process. They're kind of kangaroo courts. And the administration uses the excuse, we need to protect classified information. Well, judges and prosecutors who have handled terrorism cases since 9/11 have said that the Classified Information Procedures Act allows the courts to handle and protect national security information just fine. There is no need to send somebody to a secret military court and give them less due process. And this is very disturbing. And when there was an outcry, and of course the Republicans using any political football they can to attack the Obama administration back in November, Obama said, "Well, the people who oppose giving colleague Sheikh Mohammed and these four other people civil trials won't find it," and these are Obama's words, quote, "offensive at all when he's convicted and when the death penalty is applied to him," unquote, which means that the president has already prejudged the case and decided what the sentence is going to be, which to my mind, and I'm a criminal defense attorney, is very disturbing because there is a presumption of innocence. And only the jury can decide whether someone is guilty and ultimately whether someone should be put to death.
Absolutely, Marjorie. We're out of time. I guess you have to go, right?
Yes, I do.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Welcome back. Delighted to have Marjorie Cohn on always. She is as expert as anyone in discussing the law. We're very lucky on this program. We also get distinguished people like Michael Ratner. He's been on the program. Francis Boyle, he's been on. I'm sure they'll all be back as events dictate, and they surely will as we head into the new year. There were other things I hoped that we could cram into the half hour. Marjorie suggested some. I suggested some. One topic I wanted to talk about, targeting lawyers, Lynn Stewart. I wrote about Paul Burgum. We'll have more on Paul Burgum on a future program. This is another case, a very disturbing case. Lynn, thankfully, was not charged with murder. Hopefully, the resentencing will be no more harsh than the first time around, 28 months. But in her condition, 28 months is a very long time. And if she ends up in a federal prison, she may not be treated as well as she's being treated now, at least according to the one email that was sent to me, written by her after she was there for a few days. And one of the complaints that she made was, I kind of miss not having my morning cup of coffee. I believe I read it on air a couple of weeks ago. And she went on with some more comments, and I read them. Paul Bergram is not as lucky. They came down extremely hot on him because he wanted to go after the biggest fish in the government. He literally thought that if he could get the testimony unperjured from one colonel, possibly others, who he wanted to put on the stand and had permission to do it in the trial of the soldiers that he and other lawyers were defending, soldiers who were framed for the crimes of their superiors, they got harsh sentences. One cooperated and I believe got 10 years. The others got longer sentences, including the son of a mother who read my article, contacted me to thank me for what I wrote. Her son got 18 years. He shouldn't have gotten 18 minutes, but that's what happened. And the big fish got away scot-free. We know who the criminals are. They aren't the troops in the ranks, these young kids that get suckered into the military for false reasons, false pretenses to fight imperial wars, made promises that are blatant lies and never see anything. Handful of them may get a few things. Most of them get nothing. And when they have health problems or serious injuries like lost limbs, very large percentage of them end up with PTSD. I mean, a huge percentage of them. And this affects them for the rest of their lives. Well, if you lose a limb, that affects you for the rest of your life as well. The care that they get, the military just does everything possible to do the least amount, the absolute least amount. It's a shocking situation. Bergram is charged with murder, conspiracy with murder. He could get a death sentence. What's his crime? Doing his job. I'll have a program about him entirely next month, so I'll let him go for now. Marjorie also suggested, if we had time, we didn't, to talk about Obama's surge in Afghanistan. I've written a little about it. Oh, I wrote an article about it. I have a big year-end Obama Year One review coming up. I have a section in it about that. And I was asked, and I was very honored. There was a big protest in Washington. I believe it was last Saturday, I believe. Lose track of my dates. And I wrote, I didn't attend, but I wrote a statement. And somebody read it. And I believe somebody did do it because I saw an email that didn't identify who did it, but it mentioned that I was one of the participants in the protest. Well, I was there by proxy through someone else reading what I had to say. I don't want to read it to you. It's not that long. I don't want to read it, but I titled it Obama's Permanent War Strategy. Make no mistake, the claim that 30,000 more troops are going, he's more than doubled the military force on the ground, or to be on the ground once they're all there, from when he took office, more than doubled, plus the tens of thousands of military contractors that go over, including the Blackwater types, Blackwater now called XC because their name is so blackened, they're embarrassed to use it anymore, so they're now called XE. These are hired killers. Hired killers, that's all they are. They were on the ground. Other companies like them, DynCorp is another one. They were on the ground. And all the others, some of the names you've grown to know and love, like Kellogg Brown and Roos and the other war profiteers that are making billions and billions of dollars combined on these wars that they don't want them ever to end because they're so profitable. The idea of fighting wars is to make money and for the state to achieve more power, spread its imperial wings globally, to have total control. Full spectrum dominance is the term, at least on planetary Earth. Then you get up into space and below the sea and so on and so forth. Information, it really is hideous. But Obama announced 30,000 troops. He announced we'll start pulling them back in July 2011. It's a lie. The 30,000 is, he said in campaigning, he said he would only send 10,000 more, two brigades, 10,000 more troops. That was as a campaigner, as a candidate. straight away, pretty much, he sent 17,000 more, 30,000 more now. There is no question he'll send more in 2010. How high the force will go, who knows? Round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. But this is the way Vietnam escalated in the 1960s. Finally got that up to over 500,000. Didn't matter how many was sent there. The war was lost back in the mid-1960s. Defense Secretary Robert McNamara admitted to Lyndon Johnson that the war was lost. That was around 1965. We didn't leave for 10 more years. 10 more years. If you want to know what's planned for Iraq and Afghanistan, think Korea, think Japan. We came in 1945 and never ended, never left. Oh, we drew down the troop force. You don't need a major fighting force when the war is over. But on Okinawa alone, which is where we have most of our Japanese-based troops, I think there are at least 40,000 there. In South Korea, haven't checked these numbers recently, probably 40,000, 50,000 are based there. So we have major military encampments in these two countries, non-combatants for over 60 years. What are they doing there? What's the threat? There is no threat. This is the way an empire solidifies its control. And the more it does, the more it has to do, heading eventually for one day when the whole thing comes apart. But in any event, the plan for Afghanistan is there's no plan to leave anytime soon. The plan is to use it as a ground-based aircraft carrier, targeting Russia is the only military threat. China is the main economic threat. And the reason in general, to gain control of Eurasia. So I mentioned this in the statement, the commentary that I wrote that was read, and I called it a permanent war agenda. There's no question that just like George Bush, it's a permanent war agenda with absolutely no end in sight. The Pentagon has a name for it. They call it a long war. And Dick Cheney, not too long after the 9/11 event, and I'm sure he repeated it a number of times, said, we will be at war for, I don't have his quote in front of me, but basically he said, we'll be at war that will last longer than our lifetimes. I think he was referring to people who weren't kids, but he basically was saying, this is a war that does not have an end. It's going to go on and on and on and on. And if it simmers down in Iraq, well, we'll find someplace else to go to war, because that's the fuel that keeps the empire going. That's what creates the profit machine for all the profiteers who are a lot more than just the big defense names. Lots of companies profit from wars, and that's the reason, from their point of view, that they're fought. They can't afford to lose that profit stream, that revenue stream, so we keep fighting them. And Obama, of course, is extending the war to Pakistan. There's no question in my mind that to control these countries, well, the war is moving into Pakistan. It will escalate in Pakistan. And I have no doubt that just as we did to Iraq, we Balkanized Iraq. Back in the 90s, we Balkanized the Balkans. So the term was born, Yugoslavia. We broke it up throughout the 1990s. Blame that mainly on Bill Clinton for 8 years, especially that hideous 1999 war. And now we want to do it. We've done it to Iraq. And now we want to do it to Afghanistan and to Pakistan and who knows where else. It's all about controlling Eurasia. Eurasia is a very resource-rich part of the world. It's a huge part of the world. It includes China and Russia, includes the Middle East, includes the Indian subcontinent. It's big news. Brzezinski defined it. It's the grand prize, at least in a region of the world. The grand prize. Oh, I hear some music in the background. It's not coming from me. The idea is to encircle Russia, China, Iran, neutralize them, build pipelines across the areas that we want them to be built, to ports that we control, to get the oil and gas riches of the Caspian area. But the region has a lot more valuable resources besides that. But it's control, and again, to neutralize Russia, not let China surpass us economically. I don't know how we can stop them. They're a juggernaut. We're declining. They're rising. I don't know how on earth you stop that. And I kind of imagine we want to go to war with China because U.S. manufacturing is located there. And if the big corporations see it, don't want their plants blown up, they won't be blown up. But anyway, the beat goes on. And this is what Obama is doing with the largest military budget ever. And if you throw in all of the extras and all we spend supposedly defending the homeland, it comes to numbers so hideously high that it exceeds the total of all the rest of the countries in the world put together. And we complain about countries like China that may be raising their military spending. I haven't seen a recent number, but I remember one that was on the order of about $65 billion. Well, my goodness, we're spending over $1 trillion. We were doing that a year ago before Obama came into office. We've been doing it for 2 or 3 years. The numbers just keep going up and up and up, plus all those black budgets we don't know about. Tens of billions of dollars in those black budgets and all the extra appropriations. And then we say we have no money for essential services like providing health care for people. So we won't provide health care for people. But we'll take billions more and give them to the big insurance companies and the drug cartel. We don't have any money to help people. And that's the Obama agenda. Permanent wars, social service destruction at home, claiming we're reforming, helping people when we're not. And it's only going to get worse. I think I may, even for people who are down on Obama, and I'm down on him because I have followed him as a campaigner. I followed his voting record in the Senate. I wrote about it before. I'm writing about it again. My article will come out shortly. There's so much to cover in just 1 year. My goodness, if I do this for the next 3 years, if he lasts that long, well, I guess he'll last that long. My goodness, it will take a book. it will take a book by me to cover those 4 years. Maybe split in 4 year-end reviews that would end up long enough to actually be a book. But I've got so much in this article. It's all written. The only changes might be last-minute updates, like if the Senate does something to wrap up health care. I doubt they will before Christmas, but you never know. You never know. If they do, then I will make that change, and I'll make that current. But all the other things going on, I just go through one item after another. And there is absolutely nothing in there that is not absolutely atrocious, horrific. And this is the record of this man for 1 year. This is a man that some people thought might be the second coming of Franklin Roosevelt. Read my article when it comes out. It'll be on lots of websites. It'll be on my blog. I really ever tell people my blog. I have to mention it more often. You can get to it easily. The easiest way to get to my blog is just Google my name. Google Steve Lenman blog. You go right to it. It's sjlenman.blogspot.com. I think everybody with a blog is called a blogspot.com. But the easy way, when I want to go to it, I just Google Steve Lenman blog, and it goes right to it. I use it to store all my articles chronologically, and I did it mainly for myself so I could go back and refer to things that I wrote previously, stuff that I researched that I may want to use again in some form. So why research it again if I already did? So I'll go back. There are so many articles there that I have a hard time finding what article I had something in, but I do my best. And usually I'm able to find it. But they're all there in chronological order from the very beginning back in 2005. The easy way to access this program is there as well. You can go there. There's a link to my archives for people who miss programs. There certainly are a lot of live listeners, but I think the main number of listeners to this program listen through archives. The little listening that I have a chance to do of other programs, I do through archives, because the only time I have to listen is when I'm eating or doing some household chores. All the rest of the time I am preoccupied with this program writing and so on. That's the way I spend my time. Call it a labor of love. But there's a link. It's a very easy link. It's also on the bottom of all my articles. Click that link and you go to all my archives and you can access them very, very easily. All the programs easily. With information about them, the guest, the topics to be discussed. So nobody listened to all the programs. Although I get a few emails from listeners who say, they've heard everyone from the beginning. Well, I'm very grateful for that. I wish everybody did it. We honestly try to put out important information on the most vital topics, because you certainly don't get it through the mainstream. I want to talk about another station when we come back after the break that does the same thing, and they're under threat. They're under threat right now. I put out an article yesterday about them. We'll take a break and come right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back. I put on an article yesterday I titled An Open Letter to Pacifica Radio's KPFA Management. A program I listen to as often as I can is called Flashpoints Radio. I've met both of the co-hosts. They do heroic work, and yet the program is being targeted for extinction. Why? Because of what an extraordinary job they do. It's called censorship. Let me just read you the first few lines that I said in my article. I put a subject up under the title, and I called it a quote-unquote truth emergency over censorship at Pacifica's flagship station. And just the first paragraph, I said, by implementing early December budget and staff cuts, KPFA's management targeted its award-winning Flashpoint Radio for extinction, sullied the name of its founder, Lou Hill, and defiled fundamental First Amendment freedoms without which no others are possible. Indeed, they did that while beefing up budgets for other things that maybe shouldn't even be on the station being aired. The station spent a lot of money sending three people to Copenhagen. They shouldn't have sent anybody to Copenhagen. And if they had all that money to send people to Copenhagen, why didn't they build up the best of their programming? Well, a lot of people are upset about this, including myself, and one of the co-hosts asked me to write a letter to management. This letter went to management. It's being posted online. It's on my blog. I think it's being picked up and maybe recirculated, reposted. It's a big issue. When you go after, when an operation, Pacific Radio, and its founding mission to do the opposite of what the station management is doing right now, when they literally do an about-face on what the founder had in mind when he founded Pacifica, it went on the year April 15th, 1949, after 3 years of work to get it all set, to get the staff, get the money, get a license, and then go on with a mission to do what programs like Flashpoints does all the time. And believe me, they do it. I listen to them. You can go to KPFA's website. You can listen to Flashpoints. They're doing their best under the circumstances. And what certainly I try to do on this program, top guests, vital issues, tell the truth, which you never get in the corporate news, obviously. Don't have to tell you that. So Flashpoints is under threat. I think the same thing has happened at least one other Pacific station, because some people were fired who emailed me and told me what was going on. Producers, program hosts, outrageous. When we need the truth more than ever, to have to have a source that has been valued for so many years as a source of it, suddenly to be putting the kibosh on the truth, then we certainly do have a truth emergency. Well, I hope it never will affect this program. I think Republic Broadcasting is absolutely dedicated to telling the truth. And they do it on their programming all the time, and they give me this airtime to do it. And I'm very grateful for it. So I wish them the best, and I wish their host the best, all of them, for doing what we need so badly to do. And I'll make you a promise in the programs ahead and in the new year, I will never back off one inch from doing that. I've got a lot of good programs lined up. I'm scheduled well ahead. I always do it because top people are hard to get. They need lead time. But I've got the rest of December scheduled. I've got some dates in January scheduled. Terrific guests, terrific topics. I hope you'll make it a regular habit to listen to this program. And by all means, listen to Ernie Hancock, who comes on right after I do. The hour is over. We'll be back. Today is Friday, so we'll be back on Monday. I've got a full week of great stuff. Friday is Christmas. We'll have a day off, but other than Christmas, New Year's, we'll be on every day. Join us then.
Introducing the new